36 Tech Talk, Saturday mornings at 7:30 on 690 KGGF.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with you today. And on the line we have with us this morning, we have Mr. Richard Prell on the line. Mr. Prell, good morning. How are you doing today, sir?
Good morning. I'm just fine. Thank you.
And Mr. Prell, one of the big things that was before you left town was the budget was approved and signed by Governor Kelly. And just can we go over a little bit about the budget? What was in the budget, including the $65 million for coronavirus?
Right. I was really pleased we were able to get that passed out of the House and the Senate, and the governor didn't waste any time. She signed that, and that to me, that shows the cooperation between the House and the Senate and the governor's office. You know, it was so important that we pass this this bill, because if by chance we don't get back for a veto session and we didn't have a budget, all the agencies would be out of luck come July 1. There would be no budget for them to operate under, and so it would be a major problem on top of everything else that we've got going on. So I was really pleased to see that happen. It passed the House 99-16, so really pleased with that.
Sounded like a lot of bipartisan cooperation and to get that budget passed. And like you said, Governor Kelly pretty much signed it almost immediately and got that out there. And we should be good starting July 1st, correct?
Absolutely. That includes the July 1st budget for next year, and then it finishes out the 2020 budget that we're coming up to end June 30th, because there were a few modifications to that.
So that's good news. We got that budget ready to go, so we don't have to worry about that coming up in July. And then there was a few other things you did want to discuss, and it was one of the things it was to help out the governor with some other bills. Is that correct?
Absolutely. You know, I was so pleased that it was a House Concurrent Resolution 5025, and you know, when the governor declared a disaster emergency, that's only good for 15 days, you know, and then the legislature has to act on it to extend it past that. And we passed out this 5025, the resolution. And it, on the 18th, I believe, or the 19th, it passed out 115-0. So everybody voted for it, and that extended the governor's power so she can do what she has to do to keep the state going and make changes that are necessary to deal with this virus that we've got out here and all the repercussions from that. And so it was extended then to May 1st, and then the Legislative Coordinating Council will meet at that point in time, and they can extend it 30 days at a time, and they can continue doing that as long as the governor needs the authority to be able to do this. And so I feel like that was another bipartisanship bill, and it passed 115-0. Out of the House, and I believe it passed the same way out of the Senate. I don't believe there was any dissenting votes, so I'm really pleased with that. And that shows bipartisanship, and it shows support for the governor, and it's about Kansas, and it's not about politics.
Absolutely, helping out the people out here, because I know a lot of people are very fearful of this, which I mean you've seen the death tolls, unfortunately, have in Kansas they've been low, but you know, across the nation they've been kind of high, so people are a little fearful about it. So it's good to see all the bipartisanship, you know, everybody working together to work for Kansans and to help Governor Kelly, extend her power a little bit temporarily. Obviously, these are just temporary measures to help her out so she can do things for the state of Kansas.
Absolutely, because she is our chief executive officer of the state, and she needs the power and the ability to be able to make these decisions, and I feel like we put her in that position to do that. And it appears to me she's doing an excellent job of that. She's got difficult decisions to make, and some of them maybe we don't maybe agree with, but, you know, the thing of it is we're not privy to all the information that she is either.
Yeah, I think I think she's been doing an excellent job as well, because this is a very big issue. And one of the things that she had to do, you know, unfortunately for a lot of people, you know, is she ended up, you know, shutting down schools for the year, still doing distance learning, I think, in some places. And is there any? What I was going to ask is there going to be are they going to be talking about maybe starting school maybe sooner next year, or are kids who are in school this year, are they going to be able to graduate, like say your seniors?
Yes, they will be able to graduate. As far as starting at a different time this next school year, I haven't heard any discussions on that. I'm sure the discussions are ongoing with the state school board and the state education department. As far as schools, now schools all have to. Every school in the state has to have a working. They're working on a continuing learning plan, and so kids are going to have an opportunity to finish their education for the year. They may not be going to school, but school is not going to be out for all the kids. They're going to have to. They'll either do it. If they don't have access to internet, where they can do it by you know, working it on the internet, then they will be have packets delivered to them so they can do the actual work, and in some cases they will allow like 10 kids in a classroom. They would have to be the same kids every day. They wouldn't be mixed up in that way. But I think that might happen in some of our smaller schools. But every school does have to have a continuing learning plan, and they're going to have to execute that here in the next week or so.
Yeah, it's not just going to be like, school's out, that's it, we're done. It's, no, I know a lot of kids would like that. Yeah. But
and you know, I know it's a burden on parents, because a lot of parents both work, and so what do they do with their kids? And you know, this whole thing is a burden on everyone. And, you know, for myself, I was around a lot of different people in Topeka the last few weeks, and so I decided the best thing for me was to do a self-quarantine for 14 days, and it's not easy.
No, it's not. I know a few people that are self-quarantined, and they're just like, they start losing track of day being self-quarantined, because what you're used to, your everyday routine, has been completely interrupted by basically staying in most the whole time, pretty much.
Absolutely. So I've got most of next week yet to go, and it's different, and I'm not saying it's easy, but I'm going to get through it. I think I owed it to the people that I work with at the bank, and just people that I might see. I owe this to them, because I don't know if I was exposed or not. Don't think I was, but I have really no way of knowing. So the only way to be fair to all of my colleagues and is to self-quarantine. So what I'm doing.
So, but are you feeling okay right now, though, sir?
I'm doing fine. I don't have any problems, any symptoms. Doing just fine. I'm working from home. I do a lot on the internet. I do a lot on the phone and by texting. And so, if anybody does have a question or needs to get a hold of me, they can do that by calling me at 620-423-1133. They can call or text on that number. They can email me at richard.prehl, that's P-R-O-E-H-L, at house.ks.gov, and I will get back with them.
So as of right now, sir, this session is done, correct?
Well,
or are we just on a break?
We are on a break at this point in time. We are scheduled to go back on April the 27th and basically to do our veto session from the 27th through the 1st of May. At this point in time, the governor has lowered the amount of people can be together from 50 to 10. I don't know if we'll be able to vote, get together and where we could work bills and vote on things. And I'm not sure that there's any provision that we can do this remotely. So right now it's pretty much up in the air.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that's going to be able to work. I don't know, maybe, like I said, there's no provision to do it online. I don't know, maybe a teleconference or something to that effect, that something could work out with that. But again, this is definitely a very different time that we're in, that, you know, this is something I've never seen in my lifetime. I'm 42 years old, and it's nothing I've ever seen in my lifetime. This is just, it's very, very different for sure.
Right. You know, it's like in my 15 years in the legislature, I've been involved in the longest legislative session in history for the state of Kansas. I was there for the shortest session that we've had in history. If by chance we don't go back, this will be will be shorter yet. So, I've never experienced anything like what this coronavirus has done to the state of Kansas and to the United States and the world.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty. They're comparing it to, you know, the Spanish flu of 1918. So, hopefully it can get under control pretty soon. Hopefully we can get it under control and people can get back to their to normal lives, because this is definitely not good. It's not good for the world. It's definitely not good for our economy, and just not good for American families in general.
Oh, no, it's not. You know, our economy has just been devastated. You know, you think about our restaurants here locally, that, you know, they're letting the people come in and pick up food, or they're delivering, or they have drive-ups only, and it's making it really tough. There's a number of restaurants that have, you know, just closed at this point in time, and you know, plan to reopen, but unfortunately, there'll probably be some that won't, and there's a lot of small businesses out there that are really struggling. And so, if I would encourage everyone to don't go out of town, shop at home. It costs a little bit more. It really doesn't make that much difference, but it might make a whale of a difference to that business owner. And we need them all in business.
Absolutely. Shop local if possible. So, Mr. Prell, thank you very much for coming on today. We hope that you continue to stay well. And again, we appreciate you taking some time out of your day to talk to us.
It's been my pleasure. You have a great weekend.
Okay. You have a great weekend as well. All right, that was Representative Rich Prell talking about what was going on up in Topeka, and he's self-quarantining himself just in case of that he may have been exposed. He doesn't think he has been, but he says he feels well, so hopefully that continues. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have Fox News at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.